Right now, on this Monday morning, it is time for us to check in with Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her stories in the paper online at rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I am rested up after a
birthday
weekend.
Bash, I hope.
I had the birthday bash, and then Karen got married via Zoom on Saturday, and so I watched that and participated in that.
Oh, wonderful.
So the week wound up okay, and we had just a really incredible, strange week around here last week once again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you and I have been in conversations a lot lately about the COVID upsurge in the region, starting at GEAR. We got the word last week that there were a couple of cases of staff and residents and at GEAR Village, at the lodge, and now it has jumped again. And last count was 35. I don't know if you've heard anything more than that.
Yeah, 35 or 36 on all three floors, supposedly, at GEAR. But the great news is I spoke to one of the nurses who was very sick and was in the hospital for a week. She is now out of intensive care.
Oh, good.
And she is actually, as she reported last night, I can taste food again.
Oh.
So she's made
it
through.
Wonderful. Oh, good.
But she's not going back to work at GEAR. She's, it's affected her so much. And I think this is what people have to realize. The first responders, the people like the nurses' aides and everything that are exposed to this, it's a traumatic experience that is going to affect them the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Yes, yes. It's just incredible, times. North Canaan also, the school has been affected. The fifth and sixth graders are out because of a staff member testing positive, and some students have tested positive, but the region assures us that they were not in school for a while, so they don't think they've infected other children. But as a precaution, the fifth and sixth graders are on distance learning for the next 2 weeks.
And, of course, Sharon Center Schools had and Region 1 in general has handled this extremely well. And in her latest release, Lisa Carter goes on to say that they just can't release any of the personal information. It's not up to them. It's up to the people.
Right.
And people signed this HIPAA thing, and Region can't go any further than they have. But And they're not trying to alarm people, but I think what's great about it is by revealing this when it happens, the rumor mill doesn't get started.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
That's
right.
And
exactly.
I just think that's terrific the way and that meeting that Maria put together last week really helped solve a lot of problems when it involved, of course, the select people from the towns and all the businesses and the institutions, the Hotchkiss and the schools that were affected.
Mm-hmm.
It really added that final line of communication.
Right. Very important. Very important. And we will keep on top of it. So as we get the news, we'll let folks know. In Falls Village, after months of debate, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the River Road Homes, the affordable housing development in the Lime Rock Station section of town. 16 units, and as you know, we've had lots of controversy, lots of pros and cons on that. So we'll see what goes from here.
And there are lots of conditions that were put on that
lots
approval.
Lots of conditions. I think they've really covered the meeting I listened to was they covered everything pretty clearly. And I think everything was set out. And they're willing to listen to the neighbors as concerns arise. If things have to be changed, they will add additional ones. And this is being sponsored by the Falls Village Housing Trust. This is going to be its first development. So we'll be following it, and as we have been following the one in Salisbury at Holly Place, and that hearing will continue next month. So stay tuned.
Yeah, there's the two big housing projects. And once they get through P&Z, folks, they're pretty. Once it gets through P&Z, there's not much you can do about it.
Recourse.
Yeah, there's legal. They have to hire lawyers, and it gets real expensive.
It's expensive. So, we were in Canaan on Saturday. They had a cleanup day, which was nice. They saw people out there with their yellow plastic bags, cleaning up. They want to spruce up their town. And
I guess 15 or 16 people showed up, which is a real nice turnout for a Saturday.
For a Saturday. Yeah. It was really good, and happy to see it. Looking ahead, this week we have, I don't know what you have tonight, but tomorrow is Sharon Board of Selectmen.
Yeah, it's kind of a quiet week. It's kind of a quiet week.
And just to recap, Sharon's at the last meeting, they have decided that you're going to need an application if you want to put on an event on the green. You know, the green is, as you well know, has been just renovated and fixed up. And as Betsy Hall of the Green Committee said, we didn't know what was under there, and they found pipes and all sorts of things. So they want to be very careful as to, or not careful, but at least know what people are going to be doing there, so that it doesn't affect the green. So there'll need to be applications signed for any usage and insurance, proof of insurance, to make sure so they don't run into any problems.
Yeah, before it was just the selectmen would approve it, and now they've added that additional. And smart. It's smart. All that
it
money.
It is smart. I mean, they put a lot of money into that. So,
And it looks beautiful. It looks beautiful.
I mean, it is the treasure of the town. So, so just folks should be aware. Wednesday night we have the doubleheader once again. The middle school athletic group meets, and followed by the ABC committee. I think it starts at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And again, it's Zoom. So that's usually one of the last meetings of the month. So we'll be not sure what's on the agenda, but we'll try and follow along.
And we'll see what happens on a day-by-day basis.
On a day-by-day basis. And I believe on Halloween, the FFA kids are doing a food drive.
Yep, the FFA kids, and they have they also have the food pickup that's going on at Housatonic Valley Regional High School as well.
Yeah, and that's Saturday
that's
morning,
Saturday.
I take it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Well, as we say, we never know what the week is going to bring, so I'm sure you and I will be talking.
All right, Ruth, have a great day, and we'll speak to you. Well, I'll speak to you obviously during the week, but we'll speak to you on air next week.
Very good. Take care, Marshall.
Take care,
Stay
Ruth.
Safe. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report on Robin Hood Radio.